Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back. WKOK live telephone talk show on the mark.
On your mark. Where are you going? On your mark, get set, go.
Yep, here we go.
Nice to see you. And across, have a nice trip.
Across from me is a man who has the perfect occupation, works a couple hours on the radio, and in the summer, he's called Papa more often than ever.
Boy, that's for sure.
So he gets to see his grandkids often.
Yes, I do.
I saw the performance of a grandson of yours playing piano. His name escapes me, buddy.
Logan.
Logan did a fantastic job, but quite a pianist.
He has an incredible talent. His teacher just says he's gifted.
Okay.
And if you saw that performance, what he did in the talent show at the middle school at Sealands Grove is he put together three classical songs, parts of three classical mm-hmm. songs, wrote his own arrangement with his great teacher, Barb Kuiper, and performed it without music.
I mean, that's from memory.
From memory, yeah. I had trouble remembering playing the trombone, remembering one note. He's got two hands going at
yeah,
the whole
time. Really,
he's
something.
A very talented kid.
Yeah, that's just crazy. So good for him. Well, good parents, good family, good examples, and so he's got it all going for him. So
no, he's got talent. I don't think I've always said you can't teach talent. You either have it or you don't.
All right. Well, he apparently has it. Why? His God-given talent.
Right.
We'll just leave it at that. But, yeah, just a super kid. So fantastic. And how's that underachieving 3-year-old of you?
4-year-old.
Four, okay. See, I told you.
He's doing well. He's finished his first year in preschool.
Yeah, he's a live wire boy.
He is a live wire.
So you get your hands full with him. So good. Okay, well, that's super. All right, so.
Sweetheart, though.
That's
but
Joe's family.
And let's talk about your daughter. How's she doing?
Oh, she's in Eugene, Oregon. She's doing fine. She's a good egg. Only works as much as humanly possible or humanly necessary. Her favorite jobs are when they fly her to Hawaii to work for a couple of weeks.
Well, there you go. And that's not a bad way to go.
Nope. So she's doing okay. So, yep, she's super duper. So, okay. So now you know our employment status. Let's dig into Rob's private information here momentarily.
He's got a great dog.
Oh, he sure does.
Who doesn't like fireworks? But other than that,
well, who does? Well,
not me.
I don't mind fireworks. But remember, it used to be a couple days around the 4th of July, you'd hear some booms, you know, and somebody had some M80s. Now it's all the time, every time, all night, all summer. It's crazy.
Well, there need to be some limitations on that.
Well, I guess the legislature was considering in that, but unfortunately, when they put in the new rules that allowed you to use bigger fireworks, they got a tax from it, so they're not going to cut off the tax because that. You know, they need the revenue.
Anything they can get their hands on some money, why, they're in favor of it.
Including what, legalized pot is on the table. I don't think prostitution's being considered in Pennsylvania. But
give them time.
I was just going to say, it's just a matter of time. That's a victimless crime, too, that some folks want legalized.
Well, yeah, but I don't think the people consider it victimless. Well, the young ladies who are forced into it often don't have a choice.
And what is that, kidnapping or human trafficking?
Yes, human trafficking.
Right, so that's definitely
illegal. We're opposed to that, are we not?
Human trafficking,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to ask.
We can both
agree
on that.
How liberal do you think I am?
Well, I'm just trying to figure it out. No, but we're both opposed to that. Okay, no human trafficking.
All right, so welcome on board, everybody. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. We can talk about important things. I never did see the media show yesterday with Howie Kurtz, so did you?
Yeah, I did. Good program yesterday.
Okay, well, so I don't know what came out of that, but we would invite you to call us today about the topic of your selection, the debt deal still being talked about. We had some folks on the radio this morning that would like noise abatement laws to be passed in Pennsylvania. Scratch that. They would like noise abatement laws to be enforced in Pennsylvania, illegal modifications on mufflers and, on trucks and motorcycles to make them illegally loud. So they'd like to see some enforcement of those laws.
Did you discuss on Friday President Biden's stumble at the Air Force Academy?
Probably not, but I have the clipping from Fox News. Now, most people say the president took a stumble, and, you know, of course, he's prone to falling. He fell off his bike last year, and he fell somewhere else during the campaign trail when he wasn't in the basement. And Fox brought all of that up in their story when they broke that story on Friday. They said President Biden, see, this, it starts out, it doesn't say anything about what happened at the Air Force Academy. It starts right out, Dateline, Colorado. President Biden in 2020 took aim at then-President Donald Trump for awkwardly walking down a ramp at a commencement speech, remarks that came back to haunt him on Thursday when he took a tumble over a sandbag at a commencement ceremony in the U.S. Air Force Academy. Trump took heat from critics, including Biden, when he walked gingerly down the ramp at the West Point commencement ceremony in 2020. Then-candidate Biden, in the midst of the presidential campaign, took a swipe at the Republican. Look how he steps, and look how I step. Watch how I run up ramps, and he stumbles down ramps. Biden joked, come on. Okay, and now we have Biden falling again.
It's very interesting because the New York Times, at the time when President Trump came down that aisle carefully, wrote a story, why that matters, why President Trump's inability to navigate that ramp successfully matters. Now, today, they wrote an apologetic piece in the New York Times about President Biden, saying that he's fit, he's vigorous, and all this stuff. And that, yes, he may fall occasionally, but he goes to the gym every day and he doesn't drink.
The New York Times wrote a story about
yes,
that?
Yes, they did indeed.
You sure it's not an opinion piece?
No, it's a story.
Okay.
It's a story. I was looking it up, see if I could find it here this morning. But, you know, basically, President Biden has said, watch me. You remember that? He said, watch me. Watch how I do. Well, how he does is fall over sandbags. Now, if you had a sandbag in front of you, what's the first thing? I'm 80 years old. First thing I do when I get up is I look around, see if there's anything on the floor I might fall over. Isn't that kind of like the first thing you do, you know?
Well, but I'm not defending his age or his ability to walk or not walk. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that if you're in that kind of a setting where everything is set and it's a ceremony and, you know, you're told to go here and there and sit here and stand there and say here and walk there, I think sometimes you don't pay attention. You just kind of get distracted for the moment. Again, not defending him. I'm not going to vote for him when the time comes, and I certainly hope Republicans come up with a reasonable candidate. And there's certainly, what are there, 7 announced candidates now?
Yeah, so that's quite a few, and 2 more coming in this week.
Right. So you're going to have plenty of individuals that are sharp enough to run the country that are going to be available on the ballot, we hope anyway. I hope it's not President Trump. Then I guess I'll have to vote for Biden. But we would invite folks to call about this today. What do you think of the fitness of President Biden or the fitness of President Trump? Ron DeSantis seems young, and he's certainly campaigning all over Iowa. They showed his GPS tracker in Iowa, and he's basically doing like a little spiral starting in the middle and going outward. So he's going everywhere. And a lot of people say he's awkward in crowds and so on. I saw one of his live pieces on Newsmax. He didn't seem impaired or awkward or unable. I mean, he made lots of contact, shook hands, kissed babies, and walked and talked and, you know, was sharp enough. So I maybe in the past, or maybe he's got some coaching now to be a little bit better at, you know,
well, the
talking
New York
to
Times,
folks.
The New York Times story admitted that his aides are hiding him from the press.
Oh, well, that much is obviously
right.
True. Yeah, because of exactly this kind of thing. Even if he is 100% fit, just one accidental stumble that really isn't indicative of anything is terrible, you know, and one more and that's it. You
but
can write them off.
Look at the international situation. The Chinese cutting in front of one of our destroyers, almost causing a wreck with it, you know, in the middle of the ocean, which is free space for anybody.
Well, it's the Taiwan Straits. It's not really the middle of the ocean.
But it's still international waters, is it not?
Technically, yeah.
Maybe the Chinese claim it, but it's international waters by any standard. By any standard, it's international waters.
So you're saying we should have opened fire?
No, I'm just saying that President Biden hasn't said a word about it yet.
Well, he sent a message to China.
Oh, did he? What did he say? Please don't do that again.
I don't actually know the content of the message. He didn't say, hey, Mark, you can have this. And of course, there was a public statement. But you're saying violence is the right outcome under those, or a collision?
No, what I'm saying is that President Biden does not exude strength. And there's nothing about him that makes me believe that he has the stamina, either mentally or physically, to stand up to our adversaries.
Okay.
I wish I were wrong, but I don't see it. Do you?
Well, I think he does okay. I don't have any problem with him. I don't think he exudes strength. I don't think that's, you know. But on the other hand, I think, you know, when a Chinese ship cuts in front of you in water, they claim it's theirs and it's ours. And I think our ship had to slow down to avoid a collision, if I recall correctly. But anyway, I think we did the right thing to avoid a collision and to avoid bloodshed and gunfire and to start shooting at them and so on.
Well, I wasn't suggesting we shoot at them.
Well, what is it they say? Valor? Sometimes
discretion
is
the better part of valor.
Right. Okay. Well, so, and I think that's the case. Nobody knows yet what the president's remark was to China, but at the same time, you know, you're right. It doesn't. But see, President Biden, strength through military isn't his whole shtick, so
well,
I don't think he's going to suddenly look strong.
Let me balance this out a little bit. Over the weekend, President Trump texted congratulations or posted on his Truth Social congratulations to Kim Jong-un for being elected to the board of the United Nations Health Organization, World Health Organization. You know, of all the disgusting things to do, why would Trump even do something that stupid?
Well, because he's concerned that if it's up against him and Biden, he wants to be able to say, I'm a friend of the world's worst leaders.
Really?
Well, because that'll seal the deal that he's, you know, he's still who he says he was. He was who he is before. Well, hasn't changed. He's the same guy. He likes Putin and he likes Kim Jong-un and he's a great friend of the world's despots. And so he just wants to make sure that he's telling the world that he's the same guy.
I think what we should have is an election before the election, mm-hmm. right now, campaign season. Should so-and-so be allowed to run for the nomination? Hmm. And I think we put up Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And the votes, yes or no, should they be allowed
to run?
Oh,
should they be allowed? Well, isn't that what a primary is?
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, they're still in and they're still causing distractions.
Okay.
I mean, I understand President Biden's desire not to be named a lame duck so early in his term. Mm-hmm. But that's what he's going to be. I don't think he can actually make a long-distance run at this point in his life. I wouldn't want to bet that I'm going to be around in 4 years.
Well, and the funny part about it, or maybe the irony or the worst part about this is Joe Manchin was on Meet the Press, I think, yesterday, or one of the Sunday shows. I caught a little of it. Just super sharp and informed and moderate and able to compromise.
Yep.
And you know, it seems like he'd be a good candidate if, of course, there were other Democrats in the field.
I think he'd be a dandy candidate.
So, yeah, okay, well, to be continued. We got one caller standing by, so we're going to put that person on the radio. Another one coming in. We would invite for you to do what these folks have done. That's participate in the On the Mark show, which is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Please check them out at sunburymotors.com. I've driven a Sunbury Motors Company truck in almost 3 hours, so I got to get back out there. The telephone number for our show this morning, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WDKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WDKOK.com, and you can text us at 70236. Always include the keyword OTM. We got our callers ready. We'll be coming right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. Talking about our bleak opportunities for presidential candidates. Also, earlier today on Sunrise, and then again, I mentioned it here, got noise laws that aren't being enforced in Pennsylvania. That caught the attention from Lance. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
All right. Why, here, when I was listening to those folks this morning, I thought, now, this is what happens when people just have too much time on their hands.
But they illegally modify their motorcycles?
Oh, no, no. The folks that are have all those complaints. With everything we've got to worry about, I mean, come on. I was just thinking that maybe they were going to establish a hotline to report kids who got on their lawn or something. I mean, it was really...
Stay off my lawn. That's Joe's complaint. Kids cross his lawn.
My lawn.
And, well, we were lamenting the other day about, you know, with everything becoming electric, we thought, gee, what if there be no more Harley music? Doggone it. That would be a real loss.
Oh, you like the sound of the pipes. I got you. Okay. Well, yeah. I think they like Harleys and they like the sound of motorcycles, but the straight pipes are illegally loud. And so, you know, it's terrible for your health if you react to that sound. Of course, you don't. You enjoy it. And, of course, you're a marksman, too, so you like the sound of that. So, but somebody else would find that disturbing. I think sounds are always enjoyable if you're making them.
Yeah, well, you could be right there. But I worked in such a noisy environment, it was quite unbelievable. And after a while, you didn't hear it. It was quite amazing. I mean, if you don't know how loud locomotives are, imagine being in a huge building where there's like six of those running at once.
Six of them running inside. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did you wear hearing protection at all?
Huh. Well, yeah. But then you couldn't communicate with anybody.
Right.
Kind of weird. Finally, they shut everything down, and then that really messed things up. But, yeah, well.
All right, so you like the sound. Yeah, and I think to kind of each his own, this is definitely one of those areas, Lance, where, you know, some folks say, you know, shooting a gun without ear protection or working in a loud manufacturing facility or train yard is okay. You know, it's acceptable. And other folks say, nope, that's too loud. So this is definitely one of those areas.
Too loud, man. Wow.
Yeah, Joe likes things. Joe likes it quiet.
Yes.
I say, here, I know this is kind of an odd thing to say, I guess, but we talked about the prostitution. Well, in Germany now, I look for mostly gun crimes in different countries and all this. In the course of doing that, of course, you get all their other crime statistics, right? And it seemed weird here that Germany had, I guess you could refer it as the most harlots per hectare of any place practically in the world. They
harlots.
Also had the lowest divorce rate and the lowest rape rate in Europe.
Oh, wow. I wonder if there's a correlation.
I don't know, but something keeps old Heinrich at home, you know?
Or not at home. Maybe that's why the marriages last, because he's not underfoot all the time.
You know, that could be an idea, too.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, he's under somebody's foot.
Well, but if he's a paying customer at a fine local brothel, then, you know, he's doing his thing. He's not bothering anybody. It's legal.
He might be bothering his family by spending money that he doesn't have.
Well, that's... Whatever. That's a weird argument.
Well, I mean, you're always saying it's a victimless crime. I'm saying there are victims. The family, if the family is suffering because he's spending money he doesn't have.
No argument there. It's hard to come back from that one, Joe.
Well, I'm sorry.
The family is so poor.
Make light of it.
The family is so poor they can't afford prostitutes.
Yeah,
now, what family is that poor, Joe?
Yeah, I can just see that. Listen, dear, I can't bring my paycheck home this week. I'm going to see the prostitute.
I need to see the harlots.
Well, it's something, though, in Germany, there was an old buzzard that sued that he was so disabled that he could not go to the brothel, so they provided in-home service for him. Well, that's honest. That's really happened over there.
Lance, I don't know anybody else who would be aware of things like that than you. So,
okay.
It'd be a funny ring at the door.
We're all going to Germany, folks.
Who is it?
Hooker. Hookers.
No, I mean, that really happened. It was just one of them things that came over the phone here some time ago. And, I showed the old buzzard there. And, what can I say? It's, they're, the whole service socialist state there, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
All right.
All right, we got you, brother. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Much appreciated.
Is that what Angela Merkel's doing now?
All right. Next, on to Stan, another individual I haven't seen in almost 48 hours. Good morning, sir.
From the sublime to the ridiculous, or the ridiculous to the sublime?
No, we're just going to Stan. We're just going to Danville.
Good morning.
Greetings.
So in Germany, they have Hooker Dash instead of DoorDash?
That's right.
I guess.
Oh, my. Biden.
It's medicinal.
You know, yeah, the way the media, and I agree with you, Joe, the way the media plays up with, you know, how many times has he fallen down since he's been in office?
Quite a few.
Fallen up the stairs, going on the Air Force One a couple times. He's stumbled and fallen at, you know, at the Air Force Academy, and that was a flat-out fall down. I mean, he was on his nose, and there is a picture online of one of the Secret Service, the expression on the Secret Serviceman's face when he fell, and it's priceless. But
POTUS down.
It's not funny. It's it is, but it isn't. You know, I consider what's going on down there right now elder abuse. That's, you know, and the people surrounding Biden are committing elder abuse. Because if I did that to my parents, put them out there like that, and they were incapable, I would be arrested and charged with elder abuse.
Well, take, for example, his schedule today. He has a morning briefing scheduled at 10 o'clock, and then there's nothing until, I think, 6:30 tonight, where he has some kind of a sports team coming in.
Well,
and that's
writing,
all that's on his public schedule.
He's busy in between. He's writing policy.
Is he really?
No, I made that up.
I think he's probably taking a nap.
That's probably what. Well, what's wrong with that? Hey, if you can get that schedule, if you could become president and stay president, and then when it obviously is necessary to oust you, and we need a new good president, but then the Republicans nominate some old fart that's also going to is just as old and
you
just as bad.
You calling me an old fart?
No, Trump acts older than you do. I can assure you that. He's unfortunately going to. I don't know that he'd be able to finish four more years. So maybe I always thought he wasn't going to finish as far as he's gotten. Maybe he should make.
That is true. I would agree with you on that, Mark. I didn't think he would make it as far as he has. They just haven't. But the people around him as puppet masters find him as the useful idiot, and they're, you know, they put him out there, and they're the ones writing all the policy and stuff. He's just out there mouthing some words that they put in front of him.
Okay. Yep.
That's what it's coming down to, and because most of the time he doesn't have a clue where he's at. At least it doesn't appear as though he does.
Well, I think he's setting policy. You know, he's telling them sort of what he wants to have happen, but there's no way that he's authoring any of this. I mean, at least President Trump could write, you know, the draft of the executive orders, and then the staff would clean him up.
Are you really sure he might be setting? He's setting policy? I have my doubts about that.
Yeah, I do too.
Because the people he has around him, a lot of them came out of the Obama administration, and they're just trying to finish up what they didn't get finished during his 8 years. And if Hillary had won in 2016, she would have continued Obama's plans, which aren't good for America. As we can see, nothing's, you know, that Biden has done is good for America.
Do you see anybody other than President Trump emerging from the primary field on the Republican side?
Emerging?
Yeah,
as
the candidate.
Oh, as a chosen candidate? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to vote for Trump in the primary. I probably won't.
I hear a lot of people.
I'm of the opinion that the news media has so damaged him with their lies, because for the most part, they are lies. I mean, when you spread the fake Russian narrative for the past 6 years, there's still some news outlets are still pushing that. That's, you know, and there's people that don't pay attention to anything. They're just going to go, well, we can't vote for this guy. He's a traitor. Although Biden's the one that's been enriching his family from Chi-Coms in Russia for decades.
Well, I think they're both guilty of all those accusations.
Well,
yeah, Biden's a terrible candidate.
Trump was accused of a lot of things that has been proven that were all lies. So, but he's so damaged because of that, I don't think he can win. And then the way the system is run, that's a whole other story we won't get into. But I don't know. So, Vivek, What the heck's his last name, Joe? Do you know?
The Republican the, candidate?
Who?
Oh, yeah, Republican.
Vitek by Schwami or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Now, he has good ideas, and he's young, and he's worked for, you know, he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he is.
So, you know, he might be the man. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and there are plenty of good candidates on the Republican side who would make great vice presidential candidates, too.
Yeah, I just don't want any politicians. The ones that have been in politics for years, and most of them are.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Stan.
Hey, we got you, sir. Thank you.
Yep, bye.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Call us during the 9 a.m. hour. We're talking about the presidential race and noise abatement. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. He's a good local conservative, and we always make fun of him, but he's a super great guy, so we appreciate him coming in and doing his thing. And let's see, bringing his common sense, middle-of-the-road conservatism to our show. Don't call him a moderate. He doesn't like that name, so we won't. All right, Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. I'm Mark Lawrence. Of course, I'm terrible as always, so no change there. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number, 570-743-9565. Talking about presidential candidates. Some folks concerned that President Joe Biden might not be up to another 4 years of high pressure, the ultra stressful job of being the president of the United States. They say it ages you. Well, he went in, he was about 60, and of course you see the results. So he's what, 80 now? Oldest president ever, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you think about that? I was in a perfect world. I thought President Biden would have resigned by now, and either Kamala or somebody else would have been vice president and take over, but that never did happen, so he's running again. Of course, polls show he could still beat President Trump, but if Republicans nominate almost anyone else, Nikki Haley or Mike Pence or Ron DeSantis, that individual would beat Biden. So if I were a Republican, or Tim Scott, he's getting a lot of momentum and certainly talked about. I don't know where he is in the polls. I don't think I've seen that yet, but probably low digits. But in any event, so that's what we've been talking about, the primary politics. Iowa caucuses are 7 months away, so now is the time for that conversation to have a little bit more relevancy. So participate, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Always include the keyword OTM. In the news today, news item reporting that a man who says he was hazed by some members of the Mount Carmel High School football team has filed a more than $1 million lawsuit. Michael Reed is suing in federal court, says members of the 2020 high school football team left him with burns and injuries. It happened during an incident during a football game watch party in 2020. News item names the players, same individuals you'll see in the state attorney general's pronouncements of criminal charges against those individuals, along with Witkowski's parents and 10 unnamed individuals on allegations of negligence, assault and battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and other counts. Reed says he hopes the defendants will be held responsible for those hazing incidents in Mount Carmel. Update on the forest fire on Shade Mountain started Friday, and 75 local personnel were fighting the blaze Friday and Saturday. About 150 acres ended up involved. Officials from DCNR says they still have some of their Department of Forestry firefighters putting out hot spots. No volunteer firefighters from Snyder and Union County are involved, or Northumberland County for that matter. I believe Milton sent tankers and individuals up there. PennDOT's pushing their proposal to provide more funding for road and bridge projects and to carve out state police funding.
PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll says any motor license fund transfers to the Pennsylvania State Police makes sense.
Governor Shapiro has led the effort to make sure that we dial back a total of $500 million that's currently shifted to the state police over 5 years. That will generate $1.5 billion that will go into our road and bridge network. It's really important.
Carroll says PennDOT has a laundry list of projects that need to be done sooner rather than later. The governor is calling for creation of a new public safety and protection fund to fund the state police.
Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
WHTM is reporting a Delaware County teenager was fatally shot by a state trooper after allegedly hitting two troopers with a vehicle early Sunday morning. According to state police in Philadelphia, around 3:30 a.m. on Sunday, troopers responded to a report of vehicles blocking I-95 near Penn's Landing, with some racing, doing burnouts, and drifting. Prior to state police arriving, they were also notified of shots fired in the area. Upon arrival, state police say they found numerous vehicles and pedestrians blocking the road, with vehicles doing burnouts and drifting. State police say they attempted to make contact with one driver, identified as an 18-year-old Glenn Mills man. The vehicle failed to yield and hit two troopers, causing minor injuries. One trooper discharged his service pistol and fatally hit the driver. State police and the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office investigating there. Some folks say community colleges should be more talked about around here. Well, Erie County Community College presented diplomas and certificates to members of its first graduating class on Saturday. It's Pennsylvania's newest community college. Go Erie reports that 19 students earned associate degrees and 9 earned certificates in welding in the first themed event. Quote, Governor Josh Shapiro, the governor, said, "You have literally charted a new course and paved the way for generations of EC3 students to come." The Pennsylvania governor said that the college's West Campus at the former Villa Maria Academy in Mill Creek is thriving. He says it's always tough to be first. You had to do something that no one else ever did before. You took a risk on EC3, and you bet on yourselves. Erie County Community College. This might be good news to some people, I suppose. Chuck Todd is leaving Meet the Press after a decade of moderating the show. Chuck Todd has announced he'll be leaving the show. He said this will be his last summer. He did not announce when his last show would be. He followed by saying, "I've watched too many friends and family let work consume them before it was too late." Chuck's not leaving NBC. Instead, he's taking over as chief political analyst for the network. He'll be replaced by Chief White House correspondent Kristen Welker.
Using the word moderator in any form with him, moderate, is not accurate.
Well, he's
hardly an adequate replacement for the great Tim Russert.
Right, no argument there. Okay. And finally, the legislative fight against diversity, equity, and inclusion is gaining momentum. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida introduced the Fairness in Higher Education Accreditation Act, which would ban accreditation officials from considering an educational institution's DEI or affirmative action policies when determining accreditation. DEI departments have exploded at universities in recent years with a spike in new administrators who enforce liberal, equity, and racial policies at their educational institutions. These programs usually embrace the idea of systematic racism, speak of the U.S. as a deeply racist nation, and push for the most aggressive side of the LGBTQ agenda. According to the Center Square, in recent years, more and more federally recognized accreditation agencies have implemented DEI requirements for applicants, forcing schools to embrace progressive ideas.
On race and gender, or risk losing their accreditation.
All right. From the Department of Education, DEI includes diversity, equity, and inclusion training, instructions in or training on the impact of racism or systematic racism, cultural competency training. See, now this is something people around the world want and get so that they can better serve their clients, but at colleges it would be...
Cultural competency? Explain that to me.
Oh, you don't know what that is? That is the training so that you're familiar with the ways and manners of different cultures and, types of, groups of people. For example, how do the people live differently in Chinatown than maybe around here? Or if you're dealing with Hispanic families, what are the sort of the values that they hold dear?
Are we all supposed to be American? Americans?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Have our own culture?
Right, but you think we're all identical? You are identical to your son, for example, in every way?
We should have American culture.
Okay. Do you know any American Indians? Would you say that you are identical to them or slightly different in some ways?
Many of them are mainstreamed. I would say I'm identical to them.
Oh, you're identical to Native Americans. Okay.
To many who are mainstreamed, right. Those who live on reservations obviously have a different frame of mind or reference than we do.
With your white privilege, you're free to do so. But
yes, I have some more white privilege,
but the reality
is quite enough.
And the reality is much, much different. There is a whole world beyond Shamokin Dam, I'm here to tell you.
Well, I want more white privilege. I mean, I'm just basking in it every day.
All right. So also barred would be student assemblies or programs dealing with anti-harassment or anti-bullying, investigations of or issuance of reports concerning the causes of racial disparities within a school, the use of specific words in school policies such as equity, discrimination, inclusion, diversity, systematic racism, or similar terms.
You keep saying systematic racism, but the word has been systemic all along.
Oh, sorry. Okay. systemic.
You're having trouble with that word. Systemic racism.
Well, I can say systemic, but systemic racism. I got you. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Much appreciated. All right. See, you and I are different, but you insist that we're the same because we're Americans. We're identical in every way. Would you say I'm identical to you?
Oh, we're diverse.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't feel
and
like I'm identical to you.
We're inclusive and we have equity.
I'm very glad I'm not identical to you now. All right. 570-743-9565. Republicans want to make sure that these are not brought up and talked about ideas on college campuses.
I'm going to say, these programs usually embrace, and this is not a Fox News story, usually embrace the idea of systemic racism, speak of the U.S. as a deeply racist nation, and push for the most aggressive side of the LGBTQ agenda. That's not mainstream America.
No, that is the opinion of the author of this commentary, obviously.
In the center square, you say?
Well, it's obviously not a true statement. Anybody can see that.
Oh, that certainly would be a lie. Yeah, they aren't pushing the liberal side of anything, right?
Do you think everybody with a DEI program, okay, so let's use Bucknell for an example. Do you think that they are on a regular basis implementing, forcing schools to embrace progressive ideas or race or gender? That's not the right sentence. You think they embrace the idea of systemic racism and they speak of the U.S. as a deeply racist nation at Bucknell?
Probably.
Okay, well, you know not of anything you speak, just for your information, but that's all right. There is a world beyond Shamokin Dam.
It's Marktopia, but that's a pretty weird place, too.
All right. Do you think they promote the most aggressive side of the LGBTQ agenda?
I have no idea.
Okay, finally.
I'm looking at
the only true statement you've said today, I have no idea.
Would you assume that the author of the story has done some investigative research?
Well, no argument there, but it's full of opinions. It's a one-man's
view. Well, it doesn't
say
it's opinion. It says they usually. It doesn't say they inevitably, always. It says they usually.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, 570-743-9565 is our telephone agenda. You can call us at 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as one of our good listeners has done. Let me call that up. Go ahead, Joe.
With Biden winning another four-year term, the constant crying and criticizing by the MAGA maggots will be extremely enjoyable. Signed, Tom.
I think maggots has two G's, doesn't it?
Not with Tom spelling it, though.
Okay. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, you can criticize MAGA all you want, but President Trump actually had America back in order. We were humming like an oiled machine. And where's the common sense? You know, why don't people see the big difference between Trump, how well we were doing, and now look at us. Everybody's poking their finger in our face. China, King Kung Jong Yum, all of them, they're poking their finger right in our face. Why is it that only maybe the MAGAs are the only ones that can see that? The rest of them are living in la-la-la land.
Where would we find that? La 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 Land.
It's near Marktopia.
It's where the liberals are living.
It's near Marktopia.
Is it near Marktopia? Okay.
You go to Jotopia and hang a hard left.
Marktopia and craziness. When you look back, Trump had this country was running great, and we were all doing well. Inflation was down. Gasoline was down. Prices were great. Everything was humming. The wall was being built. Then all of a sudden, Biden put a stop to it. And here we are. We're all paying the high price of low living. That's what we're coming into, the high price low living. And I don't get it. What am I missing that the liberals and the Trump hate group have? What do they know that I don't know is what I'm going to ask you gentlemen a question. Where am I missing out? Where am I lacking in common sense and brain power that makes me so wrong?
Well, you know, answer to your question, you're kind of like the Amish. They stopped at the Industrial Revolution, and they think that nothing worthwhile has happened since then. You believe that nothing worthwhile has happened since the Trump administration. And I'm not saying that Joe Biden has been a great president. Far from it. He has not been a great president. But he highlights something that we all should be aware of, that we need a new generation of leadership in this country. The Donald Trumps and the Joe Bidens are not going to cut it anymore. We need younger people who maybe, I hope, embrace Donald Trump's policies, but have some common sense and have some ability to get things done without cursing at people and mocking them and making fun of them and poking and giving congratulations to dictators. I mean, we need somebody who's going to stand up for American values. And Donald Trump, I don't think, does that anymore.
I would strongly disagree. Trump, what he does, we understand it, we that voted for him. I understand what he does. Yeah, he'll praise a dictator, but then he'll make them walk in line too. It's what they call the art. What he wrote the book, The Art of the Deal. He knows how to handle them. They don't manipulate him. He manipulates them. When he was in, I call him Little Rocket Man. I have a hard time saying his name. He stopped firing them rockets over Japan and over that area.
He fired some while Trump was in office. He fired some while Trump was in office.
Now, yeah, but Trump got him stopped. Remember, Trump actually went to see him. And Biden don't go to see anybody, but Trump. Talk with these guys. You're not going to get anywhere by calling them names.
Nobody calls. He calls spelling with Dan.
President of the free world.
Dan, you just said you aren't going to get anywhere by calling them names. But apparently it's okay to call fellow Americans and Republicans names. That's okay, right?
You do. You handle it both. They are to the deal.
No. You answer my question. If it's all right, not all right for him to call foreign leaders names, why is it all right for him to call fellow Americans and Republicans names?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for a good answer.
Sometimes I feel like calling some Republicans names myself. I call them sinos, you know, conservative in name only. They're as much globalist as Biden, some of the Republicans. So I'm with Trump on that. I think he tells it like it is. That's his... It gets him in tons of trouble. I admit, Trump don't hold back, but gee, it's about time someone in America started telling it like it is instead of what I call pussyfooting around and trying to love everybody and be kind when it never worked.
Okay.
It never worked before.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, but I know you can bring up Reagan, but it was a different time. And by the way, the media didn't give him much of a break either. But then we weren't 24/7 like we are now with all the different media outlets.
All right, we got to hit the road.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Great comments, all. Much appreciated.
Yeah, you guys have a great one.
I'll be waiting for my answer.
I think he gave you the answer.
No, he
said that's a good question. That's the answer. There's no answer to it. Obviously, name calling is not ideal, and that's President Trump's stock and trade. 570-743-9565. Call us now. We're sifting through the presidential primary. Soon we're going to find out about the law of unintended consequences in Utah?
In Utah, yes.
Utah. All right. So why the Bible's getting banned somewhere. All right. We'll talk about that shortly.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Nikki Haley, who did a fantastic job on CNN last night, is 51. She's got good answers, too. I mean, she's ultra-pro-life, but recognizes that the U.S. will never be 100% pro-life across the country, so talks quite admirably about, you know, where we're going to compromise. The youngest Republican candidate is Vivek Ramaswamy. He's 37. Asa Hutchinson, 72. Tim Scott is 57. So you like the idea of a Tim Scott, Nikki Haley ticket, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, with her at the top or him at the top?
Well, I think she has the most experience, and I think that she would do a great job.
Ambassador.
But I think Tim Scott would, too. So I would settle for either one at the top, but I think she would be the best person to put at the top.
Ron DeSantis is 44. Mike Pence is 63. He gets in tomorrow, right, or is it official?
Yeah, I think he's got zero chance, to be honest with you. I mean,
okay.
I can't imagine the Republican far-left MAGA people, as our friend Tom calls them, after wanting to hang him, would vote for him.
Chris Christie is 60, so those are some of the candidates. All right. I'm sorry, I lost my way here. 570-743-9565. I'm only 63 years old. I don't know where I am. I just stumbled over a sandbag.
Too old to be president.
All right. Bob, thank you so much for your patience. We really appreciate it. Thank you for waiting. Go right ahead.
Ron Williamsburg.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Joe. Thank you for taking my call this morning. A couple quick things. First of all, regarding Trump. Pretty simple, in my opinion. We need to move on. He had some great policies. There's no question about that. But to use a baseball analogy, Donald Trump would swing at pitches over his head and swing at pitches in the dirt. He could not hold back from commenting on everything, and that was the divisive in our country. And really was a problem. So it's time to move on from him. I don't care how great he was. It's really time to move on. And I think that just what you said at the end there, Nikki Haley and Tim Scott would make would be good leaders. Ron DeSantis, I would vote for him, but I'm not as thrilled about him as Scott and Haley. So I guess we shall see. But it really is time to move on.
And
we
Joe,
can't keep living in the past.
No, you're absolutely right. And Joe Biden is well past his sell-by date.
Yes, he is. Well, that's the thing that's frightening. If you pay attention to polls, and of course polls can be wrong, look at Hillary Clinton back in the day running against Trump. They said there's no way she would lose, and of course she did. But
in Washington, they don't call it a sell-by date. It's called a bought-by date.
Bought-by date. Well, it should have been bought and sold
long ago. Best if purchased by, right?
But the whole thing that you got to consider is this. It's already been made very clear that if it's a rematch between Trump and Biden, Biden will win again.
Yep.
And we can't have that. The thought of it, living with Joe Biden as president for another 4 years just is very frightening to me. It just is really, really scary. So anyway, that's just my opinion. Thank you so much. And
completely agree with you. So call back all the time.
Well, what's your reaction to me saying I don't think Biden could go another 4 years?
I agree. Although I'm with you, Mark. I thought he'd been out by now.
the thought of
the vice president Kamala Harris is even more frightening to me than Joe Biden.
Think they viewed her as somehow going to be a natural born leader, that it would just become obvious to everyone and she'd rise to the occasion and would become sort of a great vice president, sort of like Mike Pence was.
He was
in lockstep with the camp, the campaigns and everything.
She can't string two sentences together to make sense.
That did not work out. So I think that's why she's not the president right now. All right, thank you so much, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Have a good
really
day.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. Well, that was a fun conversation. Yeah. All right, we're trying to digest the candidates that are all over Iowa right now. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Mike from Bloomsburg, PA is next up. Go ahead, sir. You're on the mark.
I want to call to talk about Biden, but I would just want to tailgate on that previous caller. You know, I really share his opinion, even though I'm a strong, Trump fan of his policies and what he wanted to do and the direction he wanted to take the country. But really, it's all about winning. And right now, the polls that say Trump is going to be the nominee, I'm not so sure that they're actually valid. And I just don't even believe them because, number one, I don't think the majority of American people are engaged like us. You know, people calling your show and you guys thinking about the next election. I think everybody else pretty much is, most people are preoccupied with what they're going to do to survive this economy, okay? And, Nikki Haley, half of them probably couldn't pick her out of a lineup, okay? The people that are going to vote. So I'm not going to say Trump's going to be the nominee, but I am going to say that if he's the nominee, then I think that's who I'm stuck with voting for, unless there's a good third-party candidate. So that I just wanted to put that to bed because that caller he was good. I really liked what he had to say. Now, as far as Biden is concerned, I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before I heard about him falling at the Air Force Academy. How long ago did that happen?
It's Friday, I think, wasn't it?
Thursday or Friday. Thursday.
Okay. So was that discussed? Did you guys discuss that at all?
A tiny bit on Friday, not super much. We got into banking and debt ceiling and government debt on Friday.
We and I discussed it briefly at the outset of the program today.
Today.
Well, it's interesting that what caught my ear was Joe Biden said he was sandbagged. Okay, so I looked into it, and here he tripped over a sandbag. Actually, it was used to secure something. I assume. So I looked at the video, and he wasn't sandbagged. What he did, in my mind, was he displayed a lack of situational awareness. He created this problem himself. I watched him enter the stage, and he entered the stage appropriately behind that little barrier to keep people in the audience from looking up the women in the front row skirt. I don't know what you would call it. There's a technical name for it, I'm sure, okay, on a stage like that. But in any case, he entered the stage properly. He got to the podium eventually. He looked like he floundered around a little bit. He gave his speech. And then when he was done, between his podium and a barrier on both sides of him, there was a little bit of an opening. And he stepped through that opening into an area he shouldn't have been to shake someone's hand. And once he got there, his mind said, hey, I got to exit stage left. And he walked down in front of the barrier where there were obstacles and things that he eventually tripped over one. So to me, it was just another thing to say that this guy doesn't have what it takes to be president of the United States upstairs in the head, okay? And so I brought this theory up to one of my friends who actually used to work for the government. And he said, and he was up in areas that, you know, people like me would never be able to get into. He said that he's concerned that if another country, in his words, comes at us high and up to the right, which is a, you know, that's a euphemism for baseball when somebody tries to throw at your head. He doesn't know if Joe Biden would have the stamina and the mental ability to handle something that's really serious. And that really gets me. So because of that, my prediction, I may have made this before, I don't believe that Joe Biden will be on the ballot in 2024. And if he is on the ballot, he'll already have done something that makes him incapable of winning, okay? But I think they're going to get rid of him before that happens, because what I see and what I believe is I think that's what the people on the inside of this administration believe, too, that he's just not capable of being president.
Yeah, fair one enough. More fall and he's out the door. Well, I think so. I think so. He's got one more chance to.
Hey, Gerald Ford took far fewer falls, but yet he became the subject of national ridicule on Saturday Night Live and other programs. Chevy Chase did a routine where he was falling down every time he took a step, pretending to be him. You know, but Joe Biden, the New York Times writes an article saying, "Well, he's really fit. He's a good man. He may fall once in a while, but man, he's tough."
Well, his good handlers took good care of him.
Joe, you said Jerry Ford. What did they say about him?
On Saturday Night Live, Chevy Chase used to portray him, and he would fall down the stairs. You know, he tripped coming down the steps in Air Force One, I think, once, and it became a national joke.
No, he fell a couple times.
Now, was that the same Jerry Ford that was, what, captain of the University of Michigan football team?
Same one.
Letterman.
Yep, same
and
one.
And the same one that would go skiing in the Rockies?
Yep. Same guy.
The same guy? And they made him out to be a klutz, and people believed it?
Yep. Well, I think, I don't know if people believed it. I think it was just made fun of in that way. But, you know, in what way did it hurt him, you'd have to say. I don't think people voted against him for that. It was just a topic of conversation. Just like when the president fell on his bicycle last year, people talked about it, but they didn't really, you know, it didn't make any difference. It was just one of the reasons you feel for the guy, or one of the reasons you don't like him. But I think one more fall and he's going to be done. Mike, we got to hit the road, but thank you so much,
nice,
sir.
Mike. Okay. Take care, buddy.
You're welcome. Take care, man. Bye.
Right. I got to hit this button. I got callers waiting, but we'll be right back. Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I've asked people to dial the number 570-743-9565, and so we lit them up. Harry, thank you so much for waiting all that time. Much appreciated. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking about with the presidential candidates right now. You know, we keep, like everything else, we keep regurgitating all the old ideas and
candidates.
And failed
candidates.
Policies and candidates. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. If the answer is Donald Trump and Joe Biden, the question is not even close to being worth asking. I mean, you know, there's no new ideas. There's nothing. You have one that's a bumbling incompetent, another one that's just a braggadocious incompetent. And I voted for Trump both times, more so because I voted against who he was running against rather than him, although I did like a lot of the things that he did do. But it's time, I think, too, that if we had, and I know this is idealistic, like Don Quixote, but what we need is we need open primaries and spending limits on it, so that we're not just voting Democrat, Republican, that we're actually voting for somebody who may have an idea to help an economy or to help infrastructure or to do things. And remember the old, as Abraham Lincoln used to call us, we the people. And until we have that, I honestly am afraid to say I don't see any improvements coming, because it will be the same ideas, the same people, the same statements. And I also think the other thing, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, I think the fact that the presidential election will end on the Tuesday in November, and the next campaign will start in February of 2025, kind of defeats the purpose of everything, too. You know, we never have anything other than presidential campaigns anymore. We've been talking about who's going to run in 2024 since 2021.
Yeah, that's true. And I was surprised yesterday. You know, I still in my head was thinking, you know, 2024, some big distance away. But Iowa caucuses are 7 months away. So it's right around the corner now. Now we can really talk about it. But you're right.
But I mean, we're still in that. What are we? June. So we're still, what, 15 months away from the election itself. And I mean, it's just a never ending campaign style, which leads to rhetoric but no substance. It's all flash, no substance.
People like our caller Dan, who are just so enamored with Donald Trump that they believe he literally walks on water, are not going to accept anybody else, I don't think, as a Republican nominee. Or if they do accept them, I doubt that they'll be enthusiastic enough to go out and campaign and make a big difference. You know, and of course, Donald Trump will be standing there in the background claiming the primaries were stolen from him. Otherwise, he would have won a resounding victory.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were a lot of things I did like about Trump. I do not like the constant belittling, although I have to say, I believe that Biden does that a lot too, but he's more subtle. But I mean, you watch Biden and his handlers and the way they handle everybody else. It's kind of like they do the same thing. They kind of just push everybody off to the side, mm-hmm. where Trump is just out and out in your face, which. Neither one of them is right, but you know, the problem has become, when you look at the bigger problem that's become right now, is when you look at Biden's administration, what scares me the most is I don't know that he's the most incompetent person in it right now. I mean, when you think that that Kamala Harris is one fall away from being president, good Lord, if that doesn't scare the bejesus out of you, you have no feelings in your whole body.
Well, you're right. It does. It does. And if the choice were Donald Trump or Joe Biden again, I would be holding my nose and voting for Donald Trump, just because I don't believe the country can continue the way it's been going under the Biden administration.
Well, and that's, I agree, too. I think, you know, you see the victory tour of saying, oh, well, we've lowered inflation. Well, you did, kind of. You took it from 9% to 4.9%. However, when you took over, it was 1.9%. So, yeah. You know,
during the pandemic,
it's like everything else. What's the old saying they had about statistics? I can't remember right off the top of my head, but you know, you can make numbers say anything you want them to. What was it? There's statistics and then there's lies. Is
no,
that what it was?
There's something statistics like that, right? And then there's. What is it? There's statistics and then there are damn lies. I always remember the other one. Let's see. Figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. I wasn't familiar with that one or didn't remember, but I like that. But right. I think, until we get, and I mean, like I say, I know it's almost like Don Quixote tilting at windmills, but we can't just keep going on the party ideology without having somebody with some substance and a coherent idea or two in their heads. And until we have that, I don't see any better candidates coming anyhow, because it's strictly about how much money you can raise and who you'll be beholden to at the end. And I mean, it's just unsustainable.
All right. We got you, sir. Thank you so much for calling
in,
Harry.
All righty, guys.
Take care. Much appreciated. All right. 570-743-9565. Eric, also extremely patient today. Waited quite a while to get on the show, 15 minutes or so. So thank you, sir. You're on the mark. Last caller before a quick break.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. I think there's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics.
That's right. You got it. Thank you.
And then there's talk show rhetoric, right?
What?
So there we go. I'm agreeing with the last several callers, and this country needs to make a change at the top. And it's not going to be Donald Trump, and it's not going to be Joe Biden. But I liken the two political camps to a beehive, right? So when there's a beehive, there's an active queen, like the president. The workers are there to protect and make sure that that queen stays, you know, viable and so forth. But when the queen dies, right, then the workers make this royal jelly stuff up, okay? And then one, two, three, or four queens will emerge. And then that queen kills the other ones off. But if two or three come out at the same time, they start fighting it out. And then the workers actually wade in there and make sure that the two queens don't kill each other. That one, and that's what I like in the politics, too. So the Democrats have the active queen, so they want to keep Biden in, which isn't appropriate, because that queen's going to die, right? And then what are we going to have? Meanwhile, on the Republican side, we have the workers, and we have now emergent, what, 10? 9? 9 different queen possibles to be, and the workers there make sure that they don't say anything which is going to, you know, take the party down with them, right? So none of them are coming out against Trump. I guess that is, and correct me if I'm wrong, if anyone come out and said, you know, what Donald Trump did in January 6th is despicable and not part of the Republican Party, and for that reason, I have better ideas than he does. Has anyone come out against him? Or are they all so afraid of people like Dan from New Berlin?
Well, they talk about now that that's going to be Chris Christie's job, is to point out all the many flaws of the Trump campaign and the Trump presidency, so that the others can emerge as right. The winner.
He will be the attack dog.
Right, and that his criticisms are informed and will stick. Of course, he won't win the presidential nomination, but that will clear the way for the Nikki Haley's and Tim Scott and Ron DeSantis to emerge in Iowa and elsewhere.
Without having to endure the slings and arrows of outrageous
right.
Trumpism.
Yeah, without having to take them on.
But, Joe, you said a very good thing, and I've heard you say it before. I'm going to hold my nose and vote. I mean, this is America. This is the greatest democracy in the world. Why can't we have a candidate? Why can't the Democrats have someone to emerge? You know, let's quit protecting the queen, realizing the queen's going to die off, and let's let some people come out and hash it out and see where's the new idea and new direction for the Democratic Party. All we have, I think, now is that one of the Kennedy boys who's so far right on anti-vaxxing that he doesn't have a chance.
Right.
I think it's the only one to come out, right? Am I right, or am I wrong?
Marianne Williamson is in, too, but, of course, she's not going to win. So, yeah, your illustration of the beehive is fine, except for the fact that in the beehive, everybody knows their duty and does nothing but their duty. You know, and in the Democratic Party, at least, and probably the Republican Party, too, that's not how it works. I mean, getting behind Joe Biden is something we might do by the time we get to the ballot box, but we are not in lockstep in support of him, and nobody's talking about getting another queen, at least, you know, nobody in power is doing so, because there's a couple of people, you know, waiting in the wings for the president to stumble one more time, and then they'll be ready. Eric, we got to hit the road, but please, we'll give you the last word. You didn't get as long as some folks did, so please, go ahead and what else you got?
Well, what do we have to think differently? You know, Biden's not going to do it, Trump's not going to do it, and neither is DeSantis, who's just Trump light. I saw, I think, something in the Daily Item last week about that he's just it's not enough of a change. But we can do better. That'll be my last words. I think as Democrats and as the United States, we can do better than what we're being forced down our throats right now.
Yep,
agree with
argument.
You.
Yeah, we're in all agreement.
Thank
there.
You, Eric.
Thank you so much. All right, I want to talk about the Sunbury Motor Company. It is a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. We always talk about the general heading of the Sunbury Motor Company on North 4th Street, where you can find the Fords and the Hyundais for sale. And then the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, where they do have some of the select pre-owned vehicles there. We invite you to check out their third address, which is the sunburymotors.com website. I've done it many times. Sometimes I get to pick out the next vehicle I get to drive. But other times they say, no, Mark, you're taking this one. Please talk about the Maverick truck. New Maverick's coming out. It's going to be a hybrid and with a longer bed. And, of course, they all have two sets of seats, and they're always all-wheel drive. So it's going to have a little bit more to it. But the Maverick, yeah, surprising the entire world with just how well it is selling. And there's a lot of them out there. Sort of like the old Ranger pickup trucks that you had back in the 80s and into the early 90s. But that's what the Ford Motor Company came out with. And it's a fantastic vehicle. Highly reliable. Consumer Reports just loves the heck out of them. And you can drive one by going down the Sunbury Motor Company. SunburyMotors.com.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Rob Fenner, being a fabulous producer, taking good care of us. We'll go right to the phones and get Chris on the mark.
Hey, President Ford took up to 10 stumbles, I believe. But he was one of the best athletes that ever occupied the White House,
okay,
on the other hand. So I wanted to clear that up.
Well, yeah, Joe said he hardly ever fell. That's false.
He didn't fall. He stumbled a few times.
Whatever.
He didn't fall.
Whatever. Anyway, go
he
ahead.
Fell. He fell several times. But it's okay if you want to pretend otherwise, but you're not correct in that.
You got a lot of pretending going on today.
But he blamed it on a bum knee. But you're all wrong about Biden, too. He's actually done a very good job solving problems and difficult problems as the economy snapped back from COVID. He's done quite well, and his real strength is his ability to know how Congress works and negotiating deals through Congress. He's very good at that. He has long experience in that, and he's much better than Obama was at negotiating through Congress, because that was one of Obama's weaknesses in a lot of ways.
Well, you won't get an argument from me.
I think what?
You won't get an argument from me. He's probably one of the most successful four-year presidents we've had.
I think
more successful than Obama.
And
we gotta hit the road,
okay.
Chris. Guess what? I'm sorry
I'll hit
about
the road.
This. Yeah,
bye.
Yeah. Call tomorrow, first thing, if you don't mind. Thank you so much, Chris. There we go. Now I know what's going on. I just a stumble, Joe.
90 minutes.
I didn't fall. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury. Okay,